not manage. This ain't what you want, bitch, I'm a fucking phenomenon. What you want, bitch, I'm a fucking phenomenon. Hello everyone, and welcome to the Tola and Ness Stand. Short about us. We are currently working for a large German internet service provider. That's the cause why we got many network devices to monitor. Especially I am working as an open source community manager for our organization. And of course, we are loving open source. Let's talk about the history about Tola and Nessie. In our organization, we currently use eSINGA 2 for monitoring. We have a lot of network devices, and in the past we had used many small check plugins to query the individual device types. A very well-known check plugin was Check NVC Health. The software is written in Perl and needs a lot of system resources on a monitoring platform with more than 20,000 devices, because it is an interpreter language. The idea arose to build a tool as a universal translator between monitoring, provisioning and inventory system and the different network devices from different manufacturers. As we searched the name for universal translator, we thought about what language eSINGA is, and then we found the language Zulu. Tola was born. Since we developed Tola and put it into productive use, all we need is a tool to communicate with network devices for automated integration tests of Tola and of the entire monitoring environment. We had in the past relied on a large test lab with all types of devices, but this is very expensive and only available once. Problem: if the lab is blocked by another team, no integration tests can be executed, and of course, network administrators like to rebuild the lab for certain tests. Then the tests stop running and report errors. The solution for us was to emulate devices in a first step. You probably know projects like Genus3 or EvenG. But emulated devices require a lot of resources, and there's not an image for the emulator for every device type. So it was not the perfect solution, and we searched further. Then we had the idea to use simulated devices. These should behave exactly like the original device. In practice, this means that the device responds via SNMP like the original and are also reachable via SSH or Telnet and speak the same language on CLI. For SNMP, we found an existing open source project named SNMPism. For CLI, we unfortunately found nothing. So we had the idea to develop the software for CLI simulation ourselves, which would later on be connected to SNMPism. That was the birth of Nessie. Nessie and SNMPism should share the same backend. For example, if changes are made to a network interface via CLI, these changes will be available for retrieval via SNMP. Let me give you a short overview about Tola. Tola is a monitoring and provisioning for network devices written in Go. It serves a unified interface for communicating with network devices such as Juniper, Cisco, Brocade, and many more. It supports various device types like radio devices, switches, routers, and so on. And it's pluggable into the most popular open source monitoring systems like Nagios, eSINGA, and so on. Short about Nessie. Nessie is a tool for simulating CLI of network devices from different vendors such as Alcatel, Huawei, KeyMile, and so on. It's there for creating test environments fast and cheap, and it supports SSH and Telnet sockets. It got also advanced CLI options like local history, error navigation, and so on. Thank you for your attention. Please have a look at our Tola stand. If you got any questions, contact us today on the Foston metrics. Thank you and have a nice day on Foston. Goodbye.